This is Central Time. I'm Gene Purcell.
And I'm Rob Ferrett. The Packers preseason starts tomorrow, meaning it's time to kick up our grilling to the next level. On today's edition of Food Friday, our guest brings a few interesting twists to the traditional barbecue marinades.
And since marinating takes time, why not mix up some interesting summer beverages to keep you company?
Here to help us with both is Food Friday guest Ian Knauer. He's a farm-to-table chef and host of the PBS series The Farm, and he has a cookbook out by that name. Ian, welcome back.
Thanks for having me. Always good to be here.
Well, let's start with marinades. Before we get into the particular suggestions you have, how important is marinade to a good barbecue?
Well, it all depends on what you're cooking. If you are cooking a really flavorful, fatty steak, then I wouldn't marinate it at all. You know, something like a ribeye or even a skirt steak, just need some salt and pepper before you throw it on the grill. So it depends on what you're cooking, you know, to sort of vaguely avoid your question there.
Well, but for drier stuff, like a chicken breast, not a lot of fat there. I feel like if I don't marinate that, I've got bad chicken in the offing.
Well, not necessarily bad, but yeah, you're right. Marinating is a really easy way to get a lot of flavor into a cut of meat that might have a little less fat in it, like a chicken breast, or it might be a little bit tougher, like a sirloin steak, for instance. So sirloin steaks can be really excellent on the grill, but they need a little time to sort of relax, and there are certain ingredients that help them do that. Acid is one, salt is another, and both acid and salt are very common ingredients in most marinades. So you're basically kind of pre-cooking your meat for a tougher cut when you're marinating it.
So let's talk about some specific marinades. This one caught my eye, Mojo Marinade. What exactly is that all about?
Well, yeah, actually, I'm going to call it Mojo from now on. It's pronounced Mojo.
Okay, well, good for me.
I was saying Mojo too, or really like Mojito maybe. Mojo.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right.
I like Mojo.
And similar. Well, I like Mojo better too. Yeah, similar to a Mojito, it often has lime juice in it. Now, this one that I think I sent you has lime juice and orange juice, and again, that's where your acid is. So that acid is going to work on the meat to tenderize it as it's marinating before you put it on the grill. So this one has the orange juice, the lime juice. It's got some garlic in there, which, of course, adds a ton of flavor, and some fresh cilantro. So it's a really nice, fresh, kind of bright marinade for summer grilling.
It sounds like it would be great with, like, a pork.
Pork is perfect for that. In fact, most commonly it's used with pork. But it's also great with chicken. It's great with steak as well. I use it on just about everything.
Yeah, are a lot of marinades multilingual like that? You could translate them into different kinds of meat?
They are, yeah. And, you know, multilingual is sort of an interesting word to use because a lot of marinades come from different places in the world where the population might not have access to more expensive cuts of meat.
Oh.
Therefore, they have to come up with ways to tenderize them, and so they'll use these marinades. Mojo is a really good example. That's a South American marinade where you could take a tougher cut of pork or steak and tenderize it with a marinade.
And now for a marinade basic, how long, you know, do we take? I've had some people, you know, we 24 hours. Other people want to press it a little more, less than that. What's a good kind of rule of thumb?
Well, I hate to disappoint you, but the answer is it all depends.
You're worse than a politician, Ian.
Exactly. Depends on how big your cut of meat is. So, you know, we're talking about pork. If you want to marinate a whole pork shoulder, like a pork butt, mm-hmm. which can be really amazing on the grill, you know, you cook it for hours until it falls off the bone, you would want to marinate that at least 24 hours because it's such a big, thick cut of meat. But if you're dealing with something that's thinner, you know, or like kebabs, you know, mm-hmm. small cubes of meat, you can really actually get away with an hour or two beforehand. So anywhere between those is the answer. And I know that that doesn't give you a rule of thumb at all, but but that's the honest answer.
Hey, barbecuing is an art, not a science. Well, let's move on to another marinade. You gave us one with an Asian twist for tuna with a miso glaze. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, so miso is a really interesting ingredient, and you can get it at a lot of supermarkets now in the refrigerator section. It's a fermented soy paste, so it's kind of like soy sauce in a way. It comes from a soybean. It was made in a very different process, and because it's fermented, it's basically alive. So So it's kind of like a culture, like yogurt, for instance. And because it is what it is, it acts to tenderize meat. There's also a fair amount of salt in it. So it acts as a really good tenderizer and also a flavor booster. There's a ton of umami in this stuff. So anything that you put it on is going to taste better. Not necessarily taste like miso, but your steak will taste steakier, for instance.
You had Gene at fermented soy paste.
Actually, you did have me at fermented. So there's another more traditional one here that I'm looking at that includes soy sauce and vinegar and maple syrup with that sweet component to it.
Yeah, this is a really super simple marinade. It's one that I go to all the time because I always have the ingredients right in my kitchen. You got soy sauce. It's equal parts soy sauce, maple syrup, and balsamic vinegar. So you have a salty element, a sweet element, and an acidic element, and they work together really harmoniously. I like to cook that with steak a lot because it has a lot of flavor to it. But again, it's one of those that goes with just about anything. So if you've got pork or if you've got chicken, it's really good with all of those choices.
And before we move on to beverages, the food safety people we have on from time to time will want us to say, once you've used the marinade on the raw meat, don't put it back on the cooked meat. Am I right?
Well, that's right. You can reuse it, but you want to put it in a saucepan and bring it up to a boil. And that way it'll be safe, and you'll kill anything that might be lurking in there. So you don't necessarily have to throw it away, but you do want to bring it up to a boil just to make sure that you're safe.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's move on to beverages and don't just drink that marinade. A lot of people here, of course, will just drink beer while they're grilling. Sure. You've got a couple fun non-alcoholic grilling recommendations, one with cantaloupe.
Yeah, so melon is one of my favorite things to drink in the summer. If you get a really nice cantaloupe, you could do this with honeydew or watermelon also. Cut it into cubes, stick it in the blender with just a little bit of sugar and maybe a cucumber or some mint, and whiz it up until it's a liquid. You don't even need to strain it, and it makes for just an unbelievably refreshing summer drink. A really fun thing to do is to cut that melon up into cubes and stick the cubes in the freezer until they're solid. And then blend that. You end up with a frozen version,
nice.
Like a frozen margarita without the booze. And, of course, you can always add the booze if you want. I am quite fond to put rum in my cantaloupe cocktails.
That sounds really good.
That does sound really good. Now, one of the prettier drinks that we've seen is the Green Lantern. It is gorgeous, I have to say. And listeners can see it if it's up on our Facebook page. Tell us what's in it. What makes it so pretty?
Well, the thing that makes the Green Lantern so pretty is actually the parsley. And before you decide to change the channel.
Yeah, exactly.
Parsley is a really great addition to a drink, you know, and green juices have become really popular all over the country. This is kind of in that vein. So you're blending up parsley. I think there's some lime juice in there, a little bit of sugar. I like to then strain that and top it off with some seltzer water. It's a really great breakfast drink, but also if you want to have that as a cocktail, gin is a really nice addition to that too.
All right. Well, what are your weekend grilling plans? I know you'll be watching the Packers game tomorrow night, Ian.
I sure will be out here on the East Coast. I'm gonna have a really fun weekend. Tomorrow I'm having a gardening workshop at my cooking school, and we're going to harvest everything, and then we're going to grill it for dinner. So I'm excited for that.
That is straight farm to grill to table. Ian, thank you so much for joining us.
Always a pleasure.
That's Chef Ian Knauer, host of a new PBS series. It's called The Farm. He's got a cookbook by the same name. We've got a couple of the recipes we've talked about today over at the Central Time Facebook page, including the Green Lantern. And I think it's worth a look at the picture, too. It's a drink that's fun to look at as well, I imagine, to drink. I haven't tried it myself.
And as far as I'm concerned, it is the Mojo Moho.
Mojo.
I renamed it that way.
Wow.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah.
For the marinade?
Yeah, bring that in next time, Gene.
All right. I'm Gene Purcell, filling in today for Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.